This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. As Neela and Sheila and I were talking about at the top of the show, the jobs report revealed some positive signs about the state of the economy. To point out a few longer-term benchmarks, we've had 7 years of steady job growth, one of the longest recoveries on record, and unemployment among African Americans just hit an all-time low of 6.8%. So what's left to worry about? Well, how about the many people who are still out of the workforce altogether? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on that.
The job market is now better by many measures than it was before the Great Recession. Except labor force participation hasn't fully recovered. That's the percentage of adults currently in the workforce, holding jobs or at least looking for employment. Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation says it's especially bad for people in their prime working years.
Those Americans that are 25 to 54, less of them are employed than they were in 2006. I calculate there's about 3.5 million missing people in that workforce.
James Pethakoukas at the American Enterprise Institute says a lot of explanations have been floated for why this group has stayed home and might never fully return to the workforce, some of them pretty harsh on the workers themselves.
Whether it's opioids, everyone's playing video games, or it's because there just aren't the kind of good jobs that there used to be.
But he says prime age participation has been rising, and he thinks in time many of these workers will come back into the labor market. Meanwhile, employers are scrambling to deal with a worker pool that's too small to meet rising demand. So they're trying harder to keep the workers they have, says Joe Galvin at Vistage, a business advisory firm.
The other side of hiring is retention of your people. If you're losing your best people and struggling to find new people, that creates a really big challenge, especially for a small or mid-sized business.
In Galvin's most recent survey of businesses, nearly half said they plan to raise wages and or sweeten benefits to attract and retain talent. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.